Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Let's get some sensible advice. Professor Mary Ryan, consultant endocrinologist, welcome.
Welcome back and thank you so much for having me back again.
Great to have you. So Mary, we're going to talk a little bit about getting to sleep, but specifically melatonin, because I think, let's face it, there's a fair amount of off-label use of melatonin going on in Ireland. I think anyone who goes to America is bringing back giant jars of gummies for people.
Absolutely.
So tell me first, what is melatonin? We produce it in our own bodies.
So melatonin usually starts rising about 2 to 4 hours before we go to sleep, and it does really help us to sleep. So serotonin is the opposite. That's when we wake with serotonin, which is a happy hormone, all day. And then as we become sleepy, adenosine actually is the hormone that starts to promote sleepiness. And then we get melatonin comes up. And melatonin is so important because it switches us off and it helps us sleep throughout the night.
And do some of us struggle more with producing melatonin or producing it at the right time than others?
Yes, so I think our circadian rhythms are changed by stress. So if we get stressed, if we get very high in cortisol, then you reduce your GABA neurotransmitter, which basically helps you sleep and helps with melatonin production. If we don't exercise enough, Brendan, so physical athletes have no problem sleeping. They produce loads of GABA and their melatonin production is really helped, and they have loads of adenosine, which actually promotes sleepiness. So exercise, stress disables, exercise helps.
Okay.
And obviously, if you're very high in cortisol, if you're overtired, if your pituitary gland is tired, you have high cortisol, which will wake you in the middle of the night as well. Women at menopause, low estrogen causes sweats. Progesterone helps with melatonin production. If progesterone is low, which it is in menopause, then you're going to have low melatonin. So there's different things. For example, caffeine inhibits adenosine receptors. So therefore, you're going to have less GABA and that's going to interfere with your melatonin.
Okay,
so we should all have two cups of coffee a day and try not to do it before we go to
early,
bed.
Early in the
day. Yes, absolutely.
So this is all the power our hormones have over
totally. Yeah. But I think the big thing we don't realise, Brendan, is that we have a huge power over that ourselves. So getting a good sleep hygiene, getting out there to do exercise, you know, in aerobically out in the air if you can, if not do it at home, but try and do it aerobically. Eating healthily, try not to eat 2 hours before you go to bed. Alcohol, we all see as sedative, but actually it interferes with sleep. It might be drowsing, get you off to sleep, but it wakes you up during the night. You know, to watch that. Of course, everything has to be realistic. If you're out for a night, you have the alcohol, but the other nights don't have alcohol going to bed because it actually might get you off to sleep, but it'll wake you up in the middle of the night. So there's so much we can do, calming ourselves before nights, turning down the lights. That helps to bring up melatonin. Years ago when we didn't have electricity, that happened naturally. Now we have to do it. The blue LED light on our phones, we really have to shut them off 2 hours before we go to bed because it completely interferes with melatonin production, and that's been shown in scientific studies. So there's so much we can do by sort of, you know, getting up early, having a good sleep cycle, going to bed at the same time. That helps as well. And try to keep the same sleep cycle because then your hormones aren't fooled and the serotonin and melatonin kick in when they should.
What time would you go to bed?
So I always try, I'm up at 7, so I try to go to bed at 10:30 and I need my sleep. And adults do need their sleep. I need 7 to 9 hours of a busy day and I'm just not hopping the following day if I don't get my sleep. But I meet patients all the time that say they can survive in 5 hours, but they don't because they're into me later on and they're sick.
Yeah.
And sleep is so important for the immune system. I mean, if any of us lack sleep, if a cold sore the following day, the immune system repairs during sleep. It also helps our hunger. I mean, when we get proper sleep, we've proper amounts of leptin, which helps us feel full, and we've reduced amounts of ghrelin, which makes us feel hungry. But if you disrupt your sleep and you get a few days of non-sleep, you find you're hungrier.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And that's why.
Okay, so say you're doing all that and it's not working. Where do you stand on people taking a melatonin tablet or a gummy at night?
I'm all for that, Brendan, because we need our sleep. So do all the lifestyle changes, but yes, you need help. So take a low dose melatonin, tends to work better, 3 to 5 milligrams.
3 to 5, okay.
Yeah, and take it for a short time just to get the sleep circadian rhythm going again, as well as doing all the things we said.
What about giving them to a kid?
They are used in ADHD. Yeah, they are
okay,
used in ADHD.
Okay, but like to a regular kid if you just want them to go to sleep. I've never done this.
Yeah, I have never if you've done it either. Yeah, I'd have to ask my paediatric colleagues how they feel about that now, Brendan. I don't know, but I presume they probably do it at a low dose, quite honestly, because sleep is essential. But they certainly use it in children with ADHD and autism. It is used.
Okay. And tell me this, why is it available over the counter in other countries and not in Ireland?
I know, and that's crazy, because we're intelligent people and we do know how to. I really don't know. It should be. It's available in America as well. And, you know, people are sensible. Nobody wants to be on, get addicted to anything. And most people that I know to take melatonin, take it for a short time, get back into sync, you know, with a long haul flight, they might take it just to get back into sync, or if they're going through a stressful period and then they come off it. You know, nobody wants to stay on anything forever.
But are there side effects or anything?
It does, can make you drowsy, and there's always the worry about addiction and
really?
They need it forever. Well, yes, that's one of the reasons that they say that you shouldn't. But I mean, I certainly, there's not enough studies to prove that.
Okay, so to other sleep aids then. What is, am I pronouncing this right? Magnesium.
Oh, magnesium is brilliant.
Bisglycinate.
Yes, it's fantastic.
So that's different from just magnesium.
It is. It is. Yeah. It relaxes muscle. It really helps us, all women in menopause, perimenopause, but everyone can take magnesium because it's good for bone health as well.
Okay.
So magnesium bisglycinate is very, very good.
And is that a supplement you can get?
That's a supplement you can take in tablet form or in powder form.
And should everyone be taking it?
Basically? I think everyone should be taking it, yeah.
Okay,
I do.
No harm in it.
No harm in it at all.
And you take it before bed?
Just before bed.
Before bed.
Just before bed.
Okay. Yeah. Restless legs can be a big issue for people as well.
Hugely.
At night. Are there any solutions to that? Because
there
are. It plagues people.
Totally. So restless legs usually is when your hormone control centre is overtired. We see it a lot in menopause because of the hormone imbalance. And if you think of it, the hormones have to get down the nerve muscle junction right down to the feet. So that's why if you're overtired, it's always the peripheral nerves, the hormones are off at the nerve muscle junction. Magnesium helps hugely. Some people take quinine, for example, which you can get over the tonic water, quinine is in that. That would help. But then we do have medications which will relax the peripheral nerves, like low dose amitriptyline works very well, just at a baby dose to help the hormones at the nerve muscle junction. It just corrects that imbalance and allows the person to recharge. Because if you have restless legs, you can't sleep. So if you take that for a short time, you recharge, get back to 10 out of 10, and then that should
be gone. Okay, so it won't need to be a long term
yes,
thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Someone here is saying, can you ask the doctor why I experience low mood after taking melatonin? They're taking just 1 milligram. It helps improve my sleep a little. Mm. I don't suffer from depression.
Yeah, that has been reported, melatonin. It's very rare. The majority of the only side effect is headache, nausea and a little bit of dizziness. They're the only side effects well reported. But low mood shouldn't. But I would suggest that she take something else if that's what she's finding. I would go to ashwagandha, which you can buy over the counter, or the magnesium we spoke about as well. Or
there's
even
a lot
milk.
Of people texting
milk.
Here about
please.
Milk. Okay.
Milk is great. Warm milk helps produce natural melatonin.
There's a lot of people texting Mary about not about falling asleep, but waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's due to the high cortisol. So again, the more you can rest, relax, pace, not turn, wind down, do that wind down for 2 hours beforehand. I don't watch television 2 hours beforehand. Dim the lights. All that helps with your natural melatonin production. The more relaxed you are, you don't have high cortisol. And we all are stressed. We've stressful lives. But as much as we can, try and relax, deep breathing, put on a meditative tape.
What
Louise
about,
Hay is
what
a great
about
one.
Some antihistamines will give you that little drowsy
window
to and get
patients
to sleep.
Do,
is that okay?
Yeah, patients do. But will melatonin be it doesn't help with that midnight waking. It helps you get off to sleep. It doesn't help you stay asleep because it breaks down after 2 hours. So I think trying to do as much, the magnesium would be good, and do as much as you can to relax before you go to bed.
Okay, loads of brilliant advice there. Endocrinologist Professor Mary Ryan, thank you very much.